This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
Matthew 5 and verse 6. Jesus states, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Why do we eat food? Why do we drink? It's to quench a need. It's to fill a void. We eat food because we're hungry and we want to fill our hunger. We drink because we're thirsty and we want to quench our thirst. But spiritually speaking, within our soul, if we want to fill our soul's void, our spirit's void, if we want to quench our spirit's thirst, Jesus tells us how we can do it. He doesn't suggest that we fill our souls and our spirit in order to fill that void with entertainment. He doesn't say, "Blessed are they that go out and find entertainment, for they shall be filled." No, that's not what he says. He doesn't say that the spiritual void and thirst that we have is going to be filled by being argumentative with others, or by gaining as much money as we possibly can, or by looking upon as many naked people as we possibly can. No, that's not what he says. Those things are not going to fill our soul's needs. It's not going to nourish our spirit. But there is something that will, and that is the Word of God. Notice what Jesus states in Matthew 4. When Satan tempts him and commands, or tells Jesus, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread," telling Jesus what to do, commanding Jesus what to do, putting Jesus in a bind, if you will, trying to at least, tempting him. Of course, Jesus rose above it and was certainly in no way fooled by Satan. Because notice what he states. He quotes Scripture. "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Man should not live by the physical bread, but he ought to live by the Word of God. There is a reference there. There is an implication there that just like bread fills our physical stomachs and fulfills and quenches our physical thirst and hunger, likewise, the Word of God ought to fulfill our spirit, ought to guide our life, ought to be that which we live by. When Jesus is saying, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness," we have to have an understanding of what righteousness is. And Psalm 119, 172 tells us that all the commandments of God are righteousness. If we want to find spiritual fulfillment, if we want to find a quenching to our spiritual thirst, it's not going to be found via pep rallies. It's not going to be found by hoopering and hollering. It's going to be found by the Word of God. It's going to be found by feasting upon God's Word and living by it. "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled."